Always great to have with us the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
Doing great. The Browns wrapping up another week of OTAs. Two more weeks of off-season practices to go before things get shut down before training camp. I think what's come out of this week so far continues to be the conversation about the quarterback, the quarterback position, but in particular Brandon Whedon. Had Mark Whipple, the Browns quarterback's coach, on the show yesterday, and he brought up some things that had me thinking about what I'd like to ask you today, and that was with regard to what Whedon saw from the Browns defense. The situational work they did in two-minute drill on Wednesday, and then going into Thursday yesterday, it was looking at some two-deep zone, different concepts that Dick Geron had put out there, and he talked about it being something good for Whedon to see because he struggled with it a little bit. I'm sure we're not surprised that a rookie is going to struggle with some things he sees from an NFL defense, but just how important do you think that is to the whole development process?
Well, first of all, you know, I like to talk about Dick Geron. I mean, yeah. You're talking about a guy that's been around for a long time, a great coach, a great defensive coordinator, and a guy that I'm just glad is heading up our defense, because he's just what I call just a smart, old, wise guy back there handling the defense. And, you know, you have a guy like Whedon who can really, and he'll be the first one to tell you this, this will really help him. I mean, this will help him big time, because you got those most of those veteran players, and they will get him ready to play, because they will show him things, Vic, that he has not seen at Oklahoma State. Because, you know, and you mentioned we were talking about the two deep and all the different coverages and the things that they're going to throw at him. See, you know, as a defensive back or as a defense, what we live for and what we thrive on is taking a quarterback and showing him one thing, making him think that he's seeing something that's not really there. And obviously we call that disguising the defense, right, or disguising the coverages. And see, it's good for Whedon right now, because what this will do is this will, that's where I'm so glad, and I know you're happy too, that we have these OTAs right now, because it will get him ready for the season, get him ready to go. I never will forget, we were playing, you mentioned the two deep, and we tried to make that seem like a man coverage. Because it worked so well with us, because we played a lot of bump and run coverage.
Sure.
And we would go up there and we would act like we're bumping and run coverage. And I mean, really keyed in, concentrating on the wide receiver, and that quarterback, he'll come up there and he'll say, oh, okay, I see man-to-man coverage. But what happens is right before the snap, everything changes. You know, all the you have the linebackers, you have the corners, you have the safeties, and right, you have everybody in that quarterback, then it's too late for him pretty much, because he's into his cadence, he's into everything, and he's snapping the ball, and finally he doesn't see what he think he really sees.
Sure.
But that and talking about that 2 minute, I mean it is just valuable, because obviously in the 2 minute drill you want to score,
right,
if you're the offense, and if you're the defense you're trying not to give up the big one. Obviously you don't want to give up any points, but if anything you'll give up the 3 points. But that 2 minutes is just unbelievable.
And it's a pacing thing. I mean, it's always the idea of keeping everything moving at a quicker, more hurried approach. But it's all, and for the quarterback, I mean, he's got to be the guy who keeps it all on track. And at the same time, the defense is doing its part to react to that. But so decisions are happening more quickly. And so far, Brandon Whedon's gotten high grades for the decisions that he has made, but I would imagine in a two-minute situation against an NFL quality defense and a really good one that this Browns team plays, that has to be an enormous challenge.
Well, the key is just what you said. Everything is happening really quickly,
yeah,
and obviously that's what happens in a two-minute drill, because you don't have time really to think. You got to react. Everybody's got to be on the same page, offensively and defensively. Going over to the defense, I mean, it's a challenge for everybody to just get lined up in the right place, and I think that's some of the things that Coach Sherman's trying to do with this football team during the two-minute drill. Obviously, he wants to see how Wheaton and the entire offense is going to react to that. But also, he want to see how they're going to get lined up and get everything going, because it is valuable time, and it happens really, really quick.
Hanford Dixon joining us, the top dog here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Speaking of Brandon Wheaton, he made a comment talking with reporters the other day about, okay, taking things one step at a time, but he said our goal is to get in the playoffs. And it struck me, and you're laughing because it is an interesting thing. This is, again, A, a rookie, B, May, C, minicamp, and you know, D, a football team, and I'm not even sure that this should have been D, a football team that hasn't been in the postseason since 2002. So when you use the P word, when you talk playoffs, it gets people's attention here in Cleveland. I like this. I like that he had the temerity to even go there. Maybe others will say, kid, you know, keep it in check. Even though you're an older rookie, you're bringing up the word playoffs, and like you said, the media there was a little bit of buzz about this.
Well, let me tell you, the reason why I was laughing, Vic, is funny because I like it.
I like it too. Okay,
I like it. I mean, as far as keep in check, keep nothing in check. You are the man. You call it. I like what you're saying, because Vic, you know, I had the philosophy, and I used to say it all the time to the team. First of all, you have to think you can win. Think you can win. Believe that you can win, because if you think it and if you believe you can win, you'll usually find a way to win.
Right.
And that was my thinking, and that's what I said all the time. I like what he's saying, talking about getting to the playoffs, because we all know the big thing is to get to the big show, meaning the playoffs.
Right.
Because once you get an invitation to the party, just like Wheaton said, anything can happen then. But as far as him mentioning playoffs and talking playoffs, I have no problem. And Vic, I'm going to say this, you know, and people think I'm crazy. You could say what you want to say. The Browns are a professional football team. We have a lot of good athletes on this team. And if, you know, we have just as good a chance as anyone else is making it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So all we have to do is we're about our business, as Coach Shermer or all the coaches would say, take care of your business, do what you're supposed to do, and this team is good enough to make it to the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing, and I get this question a lot about people say, all right, give us a record, give us a prediction, and I'm not in the prediction business as a rule. I certainly don't want to go there in May, but I want to say this. Just your point about this being a professional team and this being a league where things can change each year, where a fresh group of teams make it to the playoffs. The system allows for that. The draft and other things you do in the offseason allow for that, and why not? I mean, to assume if this team gets markedly better, whatever markedly better is in terms of a record, I would say you put that on the table. And at Oklahoma State, I mean, this was a team that back in 2005 was like 4-7. They improved to 7-6 over the next couple of seasons. And then while Wheaton is backing up Zach Robinson in 08 and 09, they were a 9-4 team those couple of years. But then when Wheaton becomes a starter and he's a record setter, in 2010, 2011, they go 11-2, 12-1. I mean, those are impressive records, and you can see why he is as confident as he is, and why not, he says, when he thinks about the Browns.
And see the first thing is thinking like Wheaton is thinking, and for every guy on this team to start thinking and have that attitude. You know, sure, we're in a tough division. I mean, the AFC North is one of the toughest divisions in the league. I mean, you have the Baltimore Ravens, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, obviously we have the Cincinnati Bengals, but you know, the first step is the players believing in yourself, believing that just because we're playing the Bengals, just because we're playing the Steelers, I don't care. We are just as good as you are. We can beat you on any given day, and we can take this division. And that's the way the players have to think. And if they think that way, each and every guy, I mean, you're not going to tell me Joe Thomas doesn't think that way. You're not going to tell me Joe Hayden doesn't think that way. You're not going to tell me the majority of the players. Now, we get everybody thinking, and that's where I think the coaches and everybody's doing such a good job right now, getting everybody to believe, getting everybody on the same page. That's why I'm so happy, again, I keep saying that, that we have the OTAs that are that is going to lead up into the mini camp, and then training camp is going to start. And I'm telling you, it's contagious, man. This thing is just this feeling that I have right now, the feeling that you have, is that excitement about this football team. And once the players get it, and I'm sure they already have it right now, good things could happen.
Great stuff, Hanford, as always, and wonderful to have you with us, and we'll catch up again next week.
You got it, my friend, and you take care. Boo! Boo!
The top dog himself, Hanford Dixon, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.